Hey there, thanks for joining me on this edition of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie Hake, and I'm your host. Today, I'm going to share a quick update and some takeaways on how I manage the freaking crazy.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears.
Okay, first, can we just talk about how awesome the episode was last week with Carrie and Bailey Oshman? I learned so much about pregnancy, more than I ever want to know, every single day. And my sister is expecting, and she asked me if I wanted to be in the room for the delivery of this third child. And that is one area that I am not yet willing to learn about. So anyways, if you're new here, welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie, and I just wanted to do a quick life update. I feel like I've gotten a lot of questions about what is going on in life, what's going on with the podcast. You know, where's Lauren at? We've heard her, but we haven't. Like what's happening? And so I just wanted to do a quick episode just to check in with you guys. I don't know if anybody even really cares about this, but I always think when I'm listening to podcasts, it's like a story, right? Like you're invested of like, okay, what's happening? What's going on? And the same about you, right? You're listening. If you're part of our Facebook group, I reached out to a lot of you this week and sent you a voice note because I want to get to know you. And I think it's important to check in. And I wanted to share just, you know, I am in this crazy season of my life right now, but maybe I got some tips and takeaways that will help you to manage the crazy, whether that's now or in the future, whatever it may be. So let's start with the podcast. So as you know, you've been hearing a lot of me lately. So Lauren has stepped back. She no longer does much of the editing, but she does still help me come up with ideas and really strategy. Like, I don't think you guys understand. Lauren is a freaking boss. So she started this whole podcast. She's the one who figured out how to record, how to upload, how to sync. Like, I understand it all, but like, don't ask me to do it all because I'll mess it all up. So she has bittersweet, right? Because I miss her so much doing the podcast together, but she has built her own business and she is crushing it. So she started by helping others create a podcast and launch their own podcast. But now she is more of a, I guess, podcast strategist, and she helps people to really have a purpose behind what they're putting out there. And she helps with a lot of the back end and she's killing it. So we just decided, you know, we had a hard conversation of just, it just makes sense. You know, we preach all about, you know, where can you take things off your plate? What makes the most sense for you to do right now? And what are your priorities? And it just got to a point where she's like, this isn't my priority right now. And I need to focus on other things. So in the midst of that, she's got baby number three on the way. So that adds a whole nother element of just craziness, right? And refocusing. So, you know, we're still besties. We still talk on the regular. We use an app called Vox. If you have not ever used Vox, you should, because it's basically adult walkie-talkies. And I don't know, some of my friends think I'm crazy because I use the voice notes, but it's just so much more efficient than sending a text. And let's be real, safer. Like, nobody needs to be texting and driving, but Voxing and driving is essentially talking on the phone for short periods of time. So we're still holding each other accountable to our business goals, our personal goals. We set a commitment that we started last year in December that we were going to meet monthly to work on our goals because, you know, the new year, you get hype about setting goals and what you want to achieve, but we so often lose the follow-up. So we are committing to once a month, getting together, refocusing, what do we need to get done this month? Because as sad as it sounds, I don't know about you, but for me, I blink and a month goes by. So really, knowing that we have something on the calendar month to month helps keep me motivated, because if I don't do what I said I was going to do, she's going to call me out and hold me to what I said I was going to do. So that's the update on the podcast. You may see a little bit more, you know, rebranding and changes. We're kind of testing and tweaking out some things. So of course, we love your feedback. And that's another habit that I really have to break. I keep saying we because I'm so used to us, but it's just me. So if I say we, I mean you and I, or, you know, the other members of our team who helped me out in the podcast, but you get what I'm saying. Okay, let's talk about job. And I don't want this episode to be all about me. I mean, it is kind of all about me, but I just want you to understand maybe a little bit more about where I'm coming from when I bring different guests on and when I, you know, and I share stories. If you understand where I've been and kind of where I'm at right now, maybe that helps you to kind of relate and resonate with where it is that you're going on in your own life. So right now, as you know, I'm a registered dietitian. If you're new here, that's my main gig at the moment. So I work part-time at a hospital, a children's hospital, where I manage children and adults' diets who have specific rare metabolic disorders, meaning they lack a certain enzyme or they've got some sort of mutation on their genes. Like, don't ask me too much genetics because I don't know a lot about it because it's a whole nother language. But essentially, these kids and adults can't break down or metabolize to some extent a protein, a fat, a carbohydrate, you know, a specific amino acid. And so it's quite honestly opposite of what we talk about on Fit Friends Happy Hour. So these kids have to be on, you know, very specific diets, and it's a chronic disease, essentially. So that is what I do part-time. But then I'm also still working part-time with my own private practice. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that, wow, that's been a journey. It's just crazy to think 3 years ago, I would have never imagined that was real. So, you know, I started my own business. I now currently see clients one-on-one for nutrition. And I've chosen to really just focus on women who feel stuck, who feel like their only option is to diet and they want to have a happier, healthier relationship around food. But I, of course, help, you know, other people in between. I work with a lot of athletes, mostly high school, college age. My goal for them is, you know, to prevent a lot of the issues that I see with the adults and maybe just be a positive impact on their life. So that's what I'm doing as far as job. I mean, it's been a learning experience trying to set boundaries and know when to turn off. Because when you own a business, you essentially can work all the time. And it's very easy to say yes just because the space is open. And so working through that for myself of learning to, you know, value my time, value my talents, like learn to run my business like a business and not so much as a side hustle or a hobby anymore. Because the fact of the matter is I'm doing my business just as much as my other job, if that makes sense. So that's kind of where I'm at from a career standpoint, you know, setting goals long term. I've been trying to just enjoy the season that I'm in. Not that I'm not setting goals, because I believe we should always be setting goals. There's always something that we can improve. So for me personally, I want to enjoy and be present and get really good at the season that I'm in. So I'm doing a lot of work to get better at learning more about intuitive eating and become a better counselor, become a better speaker, become better at effectively communicating with my clients and with you so that I can just help you see results faster. And when I say results, I don't mean so you can get to that weight that you wanted to be at, but I mean, I want to help you make things click faster. I want you to feel a greater impact when I share a message. Like, I just think that's so valuable, and that's not something that's learned overnight. And so I'm really enjoying the season of, okay, I feel really good about where I'm at in my career. I feel what I'm doing has purpose, and I'm trying to just like embrace that for a little bit. And that's hard to do because I am always constantly setting goals. And so I'm trying to just be present. I think that's been a really big theme over the past few months for myself. All right. Now, as far as fitness goes, if you're new to the podcast as well, yes, I'm a dietitian, but I'm also a personal trainer and certified fitness instructor. I was previously working for a company called Beachbody and traveling the Midwest to train fitness instructors, but they, out of the blue, a couple months ago announced that they were closing their doors. And so that was another area that I spent so much time and energy and hustle in. And so I've kind of just been, again, embracing the season, trying to get more in tune with what do I want, how am I feeling, and all these different areas of my life. So, you know, I'm still teaching TurboKick and Pio. Those are the very first formats that I fell in love with. And I told myself I'm going to continue to teach through Q1, so till the spring, and then just reevaluate and see, how do I feel about these formats still? Am I still in love with it? Because right now it's like a wound. I can't just quit because I would feel like I'm abandoning my firstborn child. Like, call me dramatic, but that is how it would feel if I were to just stop teaching TurboKick or stop teaching Pyo, because those are two formats and two workouts that have been a constant in my life over the past 10 years, which is wild to think about, you know. But you think of these different seasons in life that we go through, and college and grad school or adult life, like all these different ups and downs, like very few things are constant through these seasons of change in your young adult years. And for me, those two, I've been teaching those almost every single week for years. So for me to just ditch that, it just wouldn't feel right. So I'm giving myself permission to just work through it and reevaluate. And sometimes I think that's okay to do, right? It's important to not have to make a decision right away, but give yourself a deadline. Like, I'm going to give myself a deadline to check back in again. With that being said, I have backed down on my teaching schedule overall because I'm at the space of just figuring out, like, what lights me up? Is it choreographed group fitness? Is it more strength training? Is it more one-on-one? And so I'm dabbling in some things. I bought a membership to a local fitness studio for some classes to just focus on me and, you know, focus on my own workouts for a little bit, because I've gone through seasons of teaching more classes and not having as much time to focus on me. And so I'm using this time to be a participant and be a student and do my own programming and fitness to just like tap back into figuring out what I want out of fitness, not just in life, but in my fitness career. Okay. And then lastly, wedding, because that's probably, let's be real, that's probably what you care the most about. You say you come here for nutrition and fitness, but like, you really just want to know the tea on wedding scoop. So I just got an alert, no joke, from The Knot. That's like the super popular wedding, all things resource. 100 days to go. So that is wild. I go through ups and downs. Everything is good. Everything is, you know, a blessing, and it's positive stress, right? So it depends on the day. Some days I feel really overwhelmed and I don't care what we do, wear whatever. You can wear a paper bag, bridesmaids, like, I don't care, just show up. Like, my sister has these, I need to be careful with my words. She's got these leather boots, right? And let me tell you about these black leather boots. My sister also lives in the desert, right? So imagine like desert dirt on your black boots. Like, she loves those boots, and we joke that she might wear those boots to the wedding. So there's some days where I say, you know, I don't care if Kelly wears her boots to the wedding. She could do whatever she wants. And other days where I'm like, I feel like I want to be more in control. So overall, it's good. It's been enjoyable. I'm trying to just, and sometimes that maybe comes and bites me in the butt because I'm not very good at making decisions. I'm learning that quickly, but Joey's been super helpful. You know, he actually is sending emails and following up, and so it's been fun to do something together, like have this big project that we're working on together and not just me. So all good. So 100 days to go. We're hoping to go to Hawaii for our honeymoon, but again, still haven't booked everything because life. So that's a quick 15-minute update, probably more than you wanted to know or needed to know about what's going on in my life. But yeah, things are crazy. I'm always doing too much. I think that's a fault of mine. That's a character flaw, is that I learned to say yes, but I'm working through it. I'm getting better, definitely much better than I was, you know, a year ago. I'm getting better at saying no, getting better at taking things off my plate. And so I just wanted to share with you 5 quick habits. Maybe some you already do, maybe you just need a reminder, but these are these things that I have done consistently, regardless of the crazy in my life, that has helped keep me sane and helped me feel like, even amongst all this stuff, I feel like I'm in a really good place mentally, physically, emotionally. So the first one is regular personal development. Now, this can look a lot of different ways. When I say personal development, I just think getting smarter, getting better, learning something. So whether that's books, whether that's a podcast, every single day, whether I'm driving, whether I'm at the gym, whether I you know, have a quick 5-minute walk into work, like wherever it is, I'm putting something good in my ear every single day, even if it's 5 minutes. I think just the consistency of that has just done so much for my attitude, my perception. I currently have been really into like the woo-woo, spiritual, religious type podcasts and books. And I don't know, it just makes me feel so much more, like I was talking about earlier, so much more able to feel present and live in the moment. And, you know, you got to shower daily. You got to brush your teeth daily. You need to put good things in your brain daily because we know the power of repetition. Speaking of the power of repetition, another thing that I do nearly every single day is I journal. So for me, my journal also has built-in gratitude. It's built into my planner. I used to use the Smart Life Push Journal, but I currently use the Business Boutique Planner. And what I love about that is that I'm back to looking at a week view and a month view. But something about just writing things down and getting organized for the day, or even, you know, I do this the night before, it just helps you to, again, check into gratitude and go, okay, it's not that bad. I can get things done. It allows me to prioritize and look and go, okay, what is important right now? And if you have questions or you want to know more about the power of planners, the power of to-do lists, scroll back to some of our previous episodes. We love to talk about goal setting and prioritizing. The third habit that I do most days is flexible meal planning. So that's one of the beauties of, you know, taking a more intuitive approach is I don't stress about what I'm going to eat every day. I take a point at sometimes it's Friday, sometimes it's Sunday. I don't know. At some point in my week, I press pause and I go, what's in my pantry? What sounds good? I do a quick, what can I make? How much time do I have to dedicate? Some weeks it is turkey sandwiches, or, you know, I've even done peanut butter and jellies. Some days it's salad and chicken, and it's having flexibility in my meal plans that keeps me sane because there's enough structure to where I'm nourishing my body because, you know, nourishing our body and feeding ourselves, that is a form of self-care, right? And so if I just make sure that I'm eating regularly amongst the crazy, that helps me feel good. It helps me keep my energy. It helps me stay focused. Like there's so many positives, but I'm not planning to the point where it's creating more stress, if that makes sense. The fourth habit that I do that keeps me sane, I bet you can guess it, it's exercise. So I try to move my body for at least 30 minutes every single day. Now, granted, some days, I'll talk about number 5, but some days I don't turn off like I should. And so I then have to shift around and I put sleep first. But those days are fewer and far between because I know how much more focused, how much more clarity I have, how much more energy I have when I am feeling busy and stressed. I know how much less stressed I feel when I get in a good sweat. So I definitely prioritize that to help keep me sane. And then the last habit that, again, is a work in progress, but at a much better place than I would have been at, you know, 6 months, even a year ago, is remembering what's important and learning to turn off. So again, I've just had a lot going on this year of losing loved ones and people getting sick and just, so much stuff. Life, it's life, right? So it's served as a reminder to me of, I gotta slow down. Like, if I can't be present enough to enjoy what's in front of me, like, things happen. I might not be here tomorrow. You might not be here tomorrow. You might not be here. You know, we just don't know what the plan is. We don't know how much is left. So, you know, it's so cliche, but man, I don't know about you. Every time I hear that, or I hear of someone getting sick or someone passing away, it's a reminder what matters and what do you want to get out of this life? Because at the end of the day, nobody cares how many tiny wax roses are in my centerpiece of whatever, right? Nobody cares if I went from 20% body fat to 17. Like, nobody cares. That stuff doesn't matter, you know? And so, I don't know. I'm not saying just forget it all. Like, just don't worry. But when you're feeling stressed, when you're feeling overwhelmed, just take a step back and remember that it's not that bad. It doesn't matter. And it's going to be okay. You know, you'll get through this. You always have. You always will. And if you're at a point where you feel like you can't, well, you're smart enough to reach out for help, whether that's connecting with our community, whether that's another form of self-care for you through a therapist or meeting with a, you know, dietitian or whatever it is that you need, right? Like, you know what you need. So that's your challenge for today. What is it that you need right now in order to live a more full life? And when I say full, I mean full of the things that matter. So, sorry to end with such a heavy heart. That is it for today's episode, you guys. I hope you enjoyed these tips. If you found this update helpful, let me know if you have follow-up questions. I would be happy to dive deeper into business or fitness, or I don't know, maybe we need to just start a petition for Lauren to come back on the show. I will say I did text her before this and said, do I have your consent to talk about you on the episode? And she said formal consent given and sent a GIF of a signature. So it's out there. But don't forget, go to facebook.com, search Fit Friends Tribe, and request to join our Facebook group. This is where we have weekly discussions about the episodes, and it's really a place for us to connect with other like-minded, fierce individuals, because at the end of the day, that is my goal. My goal is to help you stop quantifying, start living, and find your fierce.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.